Master Instructors, what does the credential mean and who can get it? I'm Paul Plack and this is Aero News. Welcome into the Aero News special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. My guests today are Joanne and Sandy Hill of Master Instructors LLC. This is a group which administers a Master Instructors program which is recognized by the Society of Aviation and Flight Educators. If there's any misunderstanding, they are not the same organization and SAFE does not administer the program. However, the two do work closely together and have a memo of understanding regarding the acknowledgement of Master Instructors certification as a qualification for some of the benefits of SAFE membership. Did I get that right, Sandy? Tell us a little bit about how the last year has gone, because at this point last year, when we saw you guys at Oshkosh, things were still kind of in turmoil, and SAFE membership was small, and there were some misunderstandings nationally about Master Instructor. Tell us what's happened in the last year.
Well, I would say that in the last year, it has been a very positive experience for the two of us and for Master Instructors LLC, but more importantly, for Master Instructors worldwide. The distinction is now very apparent to everyone who is involved in the program. I'll be glad to share with you a couple of numbers that would help to put all of this into perspective. Since the problems of 18 months ago, Master Instructors LLC has we have accredited initial and renewing masters more than 160, whereas that other organization has done about 27. So, you know, that kind of puts it into perspective and will give people a sense of how the program is headed.
I'm going to throw some questions out here, and whoever would like to answer them first can go first. I'll trust you guys to have long ago worked out the protocol on that deal. Let's talk about what it means to be a master instructor, first of all. What is the distinction and why is it important? And, for example, why does it qualify people for a break on their insurance premiums?
Okay, it's the Master Instructor program started out as a Master CFI program, which set professional standards that were far and above what the FAA requires of a CFI or a certificated flight instructor. So the program recognizes people who not only spend a great deal of their time as educators, either in an airplane, in a simulator, in a classroom, etc., but it also recognizes people who are devoted to continuing education for themselves, being part of some service organization, so that they're doing pro bono work as well, which can be the FAA FAST team or Young Eagles flights or the CAP. But then there's a component of doing media work where they do written material, come up with TCOs, which are teaching course outlines, lesson plans, things like that, plus also public relations work. And then the last part is just participating in aviation activities, which can be coming to AirVenture, going to a pancake breakfast, being part of women in aviation clubs, organizations like that.
We look for people to accredit as masters who are involved in many aspects of the aviation community. And they're displaying a leadership role primarily on the local level, but oftentimes on the regional level.
I know Joanne threw out a lot of different qualifications there, and I meant to ask you to clarify whether you're looking for someone who specializes in certain things. I know, for example, I know people who are very active in blogging about safety issues or instructional issues and may not be as strong in number of flight instruction hours given or academic credentials. How does that work?
It fits. It would actually, the example that you just gave, Paul, is that would fit in the media category. Somebody who spends a lot of time doing internet blogging sorts of activities. You're spreading the word. You're disseminating a safety message. And that is very important to us, and we look for that sort of thing. Now, the people who don't spend a lot of time acting as aviation educators in the classic sense, flight instruction, that doesn't mean that you're excluded from the program by any means. There are several different designations available, and I'll elaborate, Joanne can elaborate on those later, but there are lots of ways to be an aviation educator, and she mentioned numerous. You know, you can be working in a classroom, you could be working as a sim instructor, you could be working in the cockpit of an airplane, you could be a certificated ground instructor, which, by the way, is one of the designations. So, you know, there's lots of ways to meet the minimum requirements. It isn't all that simple.
Sure, and with the Master's CFI designation, folks who earn that can be recognized by the FAA as well, because we can renew their FAA CFI certificate. If they meet the requirements, they can use the designation to renew that. Now, people say, well, why do you have to do that? The CFI certificate is the only FAA certificate that you have to renew every 2 years, 24 calendar months. If you're a private pilot, commercial pilot, ATP, you have some currency requirements and flight reviews, but you don't have to take the actual certificate and turn it in and get a new one. But the CFI does.
Joanne, quickly before we take the break, what are those five categories that we're talking about?
Okay, there's the Master CFI that I already mentioned, and then an offshoot from that is the Master CFI Aerobatic, which is specific to people who teach aerobatics. Then there is the Master Ground Instructor, which is someone who holds a ground instructor certificate from the FAA, but not a CFI certificate. And so that's still an FAA teaching credential. Then we have the Master Instructor Emeritus, which is for folks who have held any of those other Master GI, Master CFI, Master CFIA credentials for a minimum of 10 years or 5 cycles. They can apply for an emeritus status, which means they're doing less of what they used to do and they don't want to keep maintaining those high standards. Another one is the Master Aviation Educator, and that it's really the same credential or the same criteria, but these people do not hold an FAA teaching credential. They do not have a CFI or a ground instructor, but they are still teaching on some other credential. It could be a public school teacher, just an industry credential, or a college university level. And those folks who are teaching, and what we've had so far, these people are teaching in simulators or classrooms. Maybe they're in the maintenance field teaching or the avionics field in a university setting. They can now earn the same credential as a Master Aviation Educator, however. It's just a different name. There's also an associated aerobatics program that is not at the master level, but we also it's an offshoot of the master program that is part of the program. So they'll see that on the website as well.
Well, I'm going to invite our listeners to visit you at masterinstructors.org to find out more specifics about the program. When we come back from the break, I want to talk a little bit about the GA Awards. My guests are Joanne and Sandy Hill, back with more in a moment. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
This AeroCast segment is sponsored by ForeFlight, makers of ForeFlight Mobile HD, the elegantly designed iPad and iPhone app for pilots. Learn more about ForeFlight's new touch-based flight planning capability. Build complex flight plans and bend routes around weather in just seconds using only your fingers. With HD NexRad, VFR and IFR charts, terminal procedures, a comprehensive AFD, and now touch planning. Visit us online at www.foreflight.com. ForeFlight. Intelligent apps for pilots.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamond.com.
SouthernAir.com or call 888-359-3220.
Welcome back to the Aero News Special Feature. Paul Plack here at Oshkosh with Joanne and Sandy Hill of Master Instructors LLC, but also both work very closely with the GA Awards, and we want to talk about that for just a minute. And just because this is always the protocol here at Oshkosh when I want to talk to anybody who has an opinion, they make me talk to the communications person first. Sandy, we'll start with you. Tell us basically what the GA Awards are and what you do as communications director for it.
Okay, the General Aviation Awards Program is a program that has been around, at least in part, for 47 or 48 years. It started out by recognizing maintenance people, mechanics, A&Ps, and then shortly after that, CFIs were included. Most recently, just in the last 10 or 12 years, 12 or 15 years, we have started recognizing what used to be called an aviation safety counselor and is now a FAST team representative. And then the fourth category is avionics technicians. So the four categories, FAST team representative, avionics technician, CFI, and AMT. These people go through a selection process that starts at the local FISDO level. People will either nominate someone or an application will be submitted. And then the selection process is accomplished at the local level. The four local winners are then sent to one of the eight FAA regions where a similar judging process is held. The four regional winners, one in each of those categories from the eight regions, then go to the national level, and that's really where we get involved, is on the national level. Joanne is the national chairman for the General Aviation Awards program. We don't get involved personally in judging or anything like that, but she arranges for the judging, and I think it would be interesting for the listeners to know how that is accomplished and who does the judging.
Yeah, and I think the other question listeners have is this something where you sit back and wait to be nominated? Does the FAA and the industry work together on this, obviously? Do they want people to come forward and have too many to choose from? Is that a nice problem to have?
Oh, definitely. Definitely too many to choose from is a good thing. There are many, many people out there who are doing good jobs in whatever one of these four fields, and they need to be recognized. It's just like the master instructor. They need to be recognized. We need to know who these people are. So the FAST team works in partnership with the industry, and so it's the FAST team that is the beginning step. In the FISDO, we do have a new website. Oh, I almost forgot about that. GeneralAviationAwards.org. And if people will go there, they will find the nomination application packets there, and they can then see what it takes to get in the program. So you start at the FISDO, then the FISDO comes up with a winner, then they go to the region, then we have the regional winners. Then they finally come to the national level, and that's where the national winners do receive an all-expenses-paid trip to AirVenture every year. And so that's, airfare and hotel rooms and rental car. And then they get the wristband, a week-long wristband from EAA. Mm-hmm. And they get a parking pass in a close-in parking lot. And those people then are recognized at Theater in the Woods on Wednesday evening. The FAA administrator is there to present the awards. And Kevin Clover, the national FAST team manager, and myself as the national industry part of the program, we're there to help him present those awards. We do get funding from a group of around 15 different groups now are paying for these expenses of these folks. We also have industry supporters who give gifts, and these gifts are awarded. Gifts, checks, gift certificates are awarded to the four winners during a luncheon here held at AirVenture on Thursday afternoon. So it's a very, very nice program that I'm 100% in support of, because I like to see these people recognized.
Well, I know that, again, this kind of has some of the flavor of Master Instructor, where the folks who win these awards are recognized in this manner, have to be somewhat well-rounded and not just be one-trick ponies. I know that some of the CFIs of the year, I know a couple of, well, Doug Stewart of SAFE is one, previous one, Max Trescott is one, and I know both these guys do a lot of things other than just going up in the plane with students, right, to achieve at that level. Well, I want to thank both of you, not only for taking some time to spend with us here, but for all the time you take on behalf of the industry and especially general aviation, because I think the work that you do, I don't know if you always appreciate how appreciated it is, but we certainly do appreciate it, and it is making a difference. And Sandy, we thank you guys for taking some time here, and it's great to run across you and get a chance to talk every once in a while.
Well, thank you very much for your kind words, Paul. We do hear from time to time that sort of thing, but I guess you really can never get enough of that. It keeps you going.
Well, Joanne, make sure that you appreciate a good communications director.
I do, and we certainly appreciate you taking the time to get our message out.
Joanne and Sandy Hill have been my guests. Find out more about the General Aviation Awards at generalaviationawards.org. Get more info on Master Instructors LLC at masterinstructors.org. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. In Oshkosh, I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.